Lesson 51. Worker. Beginner. Sleeper. Writer. Speaker. How do we sometimes form a noun from a verb?
We sometimes form a noun from a verb by adding the letters er to the verb.
Give me some examples, please.
Eat, eater. Walk, walker. Speak, speaker.
Are you a hard worker?
Yes, I'm a hard worker.
Are you a complete beginner in English?
No, I'm not a complete beginner in English. I began a few months ago.
Are you a heavy sleeper?
Yes, I'm a heavy sleeper.
Who's your favourite writer?
My favourite writer is Jane Austen.
Hope. Do you hope you'll live a very long time?
Yes, I hope I'll live a very long time.
Do you think it's important to be positive about life and full of hope for the future?
Yes, I think it's important to be positive about life and full of hope for the future.
Do you hope the weather will be sunny tomorrow?
Yes, I hope the weather will be sunny tomorrow.
Believe. Planet. Do you believe everything people tell you?
No, I don't believe everything people tell me. Some things I believe and some things I disbelieve.
Do you believe there is life on other planets?
Yes, I believe there is life on other planets.
Do you believe it'll be possible in the future for people to live until they're 200 years old?
No, I don't believe it'll be possible in the future for people to live until they're 200 years old.
Do the shopping. Go shopping. List. What's the difference between to do the shopping and to go shopping?
The difference between to do the shopping and to go shopping is that to do the shopping means to buy the things that are necessary for the house, such as food, etc., whereas to go shopping means to visit shops generally.
When you do the shopping, do you make a list before going to the supermarket?
Yes, when I do the shopping, I make a list before going to the supermarket.
Do you ever go shopping and come home with nothing?
Yes, I sometimes go shopping and come home with nothing.
Smile. Do people generally smile when they're unhappy?
No, people don't generally smile when they're unhappy.
Does good news put a smile on your face?
Yes, good news puts a smile on my face.
Tax. Do you have to pay a tax to the government if you buy a foreign car?
Yes, I have to pay a tax to the government if I buy a foreign car.
The three forms of a verb. Past participle. Present. Past. Past participle. Walk. Walked. Walked. Cut. 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 Sit. Sat. Sat. See. Saw. Seen. Present. I see him every week. Past. I saw him last week. Past participle. I have seen him this week. What are the three forms of an English verb?
The three forms of an English verb are the present, the past, and the past participle.
Give me an example, please.
See. Saw. Seen. I see him every week. I saw him last week. I have seen him this week.
What are the three forms of kill?
The three forms of kill are kill, killed, killed.
What are the three forms of put?
The three forms of put are put, put, put.
What are the three forms of come?
The three forms of come are come, came, come.
What are the three forms of give?
The three forms of give are give, gave, given.